about the connection between Alex and Chris Collins, seeing that those guys start to get going a little bit toward the end of the game, what he brings to you when?
Yeah, Chris, young talent, big receiver, great speed, explosion down the field, long speed. And, you know, those two, the more, again, with any quarterback receiver combination, the more they can work together, the better they're going to become. But it was good to see them connect on a couple of throws last week.
You got some receivers that can run away from guys. I don't know if that's something that's necessarily been there, but you got guys that track speed. What does that kind of do for your offense?
Well, the only thing it does is if you get the ball into their hand, then they have the ability to break tackles and go a long way. The speed factor is important because as defenses begin to scheme you up, then you know they have to be aware of your speed on the outside.
Does a offensive performance like on the other side of the 50 last week, did you notice more gray hairs Monday morning? I mean, that stuff drives you crazy, right?
It does. I mean, it's a situation that obviously that's your getting into your scoring. You know, you're giving up points, and of course the 7 field goals were nice, but you definitely are shooting for the touchdowns, and it's something. You know, there's such a fine line anywhere on the football field. You know, any mistake can be magnified. Penalties, sacks, turnovers, especially in scoring territory. We've got to be able to negate those and stay on the field offensively and convert those field goals into touchdowns. That's bottom line.
You guys had 58 plays, 10 yards of play. I know catch and run, guys didn't have yards after that, lots of those. What would you say is the reason?
You know, I just think it's the ability of the player, you know, honestly, and has nothing to do with plays and schemes and it's just our guys attacking the defense at the time, and whether to run or pass, our guys, you know, executing that particular play. And, you know, it's a lot of plays that we repeat. We've had a lot of time and invested in these plays from OTAs to training camp to now. Guys know exactly where they're going to be. Alex knows exactly, as we would say, where all the bones are buried, and he can deliver the football on time and allow for those chunk plays to happen. Yeah, I mean they're continuing to build that rapport, you know, and again it's something that you know if the coverage or the defense allows Alex to go in his direction, then yeah, I mean they're going to make that connection. But the more they work together, the better they'll become that way.
You mentioned Alex knows where all the bones are buried in the offense. With your pass protection, is his bones going to be buried here pretty soon if that doesn't get better?
No, he's a tough guy and he uses his legs very well. And you know, that's something that we continue to work on, the pass protection side of it. And our guys are getting better. They're working hard. You know, not going to make any excuses about it. We do have to get better in that area, you know, and allow Alex some time to throw the ball down the field. Our guys know that, and it's a pride thing, and we continue to work on it every day.
Do you see improvement?
I do. You know, it's good to see the guys make the necessary adjustments either – during the course of the game or on a Tuesday when we watch the game film, and then they make the corrections in practice on a Wednesday, Thursday. So the corrections are there. They're making the improvement, and we just got to take that over to the game.